Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Networks. We all have networks, but how well do we actually use them? See, a big problem I constantly see is that we prefer to have numbers over quality. We prefer to have people over conversations, and we prefer to make ourselves look good rather than create opportunities. So that's what I want to get into with you guys today. How do you actually create real conversations with your networks so that those conversations turn into opportunities? So there's a couple of mistakes that I see quite regularly. And it's, let's just grow our networks. And when we talk about our networks, we talk about everyone that's around us. So everyone that are on your social media platforms, everyone that's in your CRM, everyone that's on your phone, everyone you have a business card for, clients, prospects, past clients, staff, contractors, distributors, everyone around you. But if we just focused on social media platforms, business cards, CRM, phone, we just focused on those sort of four places for this conversation. So it's not about trying to get as many people as possible. It's probably that's mistake number one, thinking that if you get 1,000 people on LinkedIn, everything's going to be better. I've got my 5,000 friends on Facebook, magic's going to happen. I'm filling my CRM with hundreds of people, life's going to be good. If you don't have the right sort of networks, then you can't create opportunities. So we talk all the time around having networks that can buy from you, partner with you, and you can open doors for one another. So you have to grow your networks with the right sorts of people. If we don't do that part, then it makes it really hard to do one of the most important parts, and that's to talk to your networks. So easily, the second mistake people make with their networks is they don't create conversations. They don't ensure that they're actually engaging with their networks. You can't have your networks create opportunities for you unless you are engaging with them. It's hard to engage with them if you have the wrong people in there to start with. So we've got to make sure that when we engage for a purpose. Now, it's funny how many people feel that, if I take social media as an example, let me connect with somebody and then I'm going to send them a message telling them what I do and that will magically make them want to buy from me. And you know that that result gets absolutely zero traction. People buy from those that they know, like, and trust. But more importantly, people help others that they know, like, and trust. So if you're not creating conversations with your networks to build on the know, like, and trust factor, then your networks are not creating the amount of opportunities for you that you hope that they would. It's really important to have a plan around engagement. If you're going to spend the time growing your networks with the right sorts of people, then it's not about being popular, it's about engagement and conversations. We have this little mantra in Partnership Club: you can't create any opportunities unless you create conversations. And that's why we talk about our personal engagement plan, our front of mind plan, our social conversation plan. Simple plans that allow you to engage with your networks in the right possible way. I feel that probably if I looked at the third mistake, so the first one, not growing our networks with the right people. The second one, certainly not engaging with our networks. The third one would be we don't create action plans to create opportunities with our networks. For most people, they have a sell type of mindset only, that unless I'm selling to you, I'm not doing what I should be doing. I don't think that could be further from the truth. I simply go, if I'm creating opportunities with you, and opportunity could be in so many different ways, then good things are going to happen. You see, 80% of your network will never buy from you. And if 80% of your network will never buy from you, then what are you doing with those people? We need to make sure that everyone in our network we can create opportunities with, not just the people who will buy from us, not just the people who will partner with us, but every single person in our network. So some simple questions for you. Do you have a plan to grow your network at the moment? Do you have a plan that engages with your network? How often are you engaging with your network? How are you creating opportunities with your network? Is your network promoting you day in, day out, opening doors for you? See, all of that happens through engagement. It's really easy to see engaging with our network as a, I'll do it when I've got some time activity. I see it as a, it has to get done as one of our top A activities. When I think of the number of podcast opportunities, webinar opportunities, speaking at conference opportunities that we receive simply because our networks promote us to other people they know. None of that can happen unless your networks are thinking of you, remembering you, and willing to talk about you. None of that happens unless they know that you exist and there is a know, like, trust factor. And when those things happen, it's amazing what your networks can do for you. There used to be this good old saying, your network is your net worth. And I believe 10 years ago, that was exactly the case because it was all very face-to-face networking. Your network, you pretty much had great relationships with, because you had to go and meet them. But with today's technology and social platforms, you have so many thousands of people in your network you've probably never had a conversation with. So your net worth is not in your network anymore. Your net worth is in your active network. And that's the key. How active are you being with your network? So just think, what are you doing with your networks at the moment? How are you utilizing, getting doors open, creating opportunities with your networks? Do you have a plan? Are you following that plan? Or is it all a little bit hit and miss? Hopefully that's been helpful. If it's the first time you've joined us on our Get More Referrals Today podcast, welcome. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on Spotify or here on Podbean. Just search Referral Marketing Guru or Get More Referrals Today podcast. Make sure you join us on our social platforms. We've got a great Facebook group, The Referral Network, where we're constantly giving great insights on how to generate more referrals and use partnerships in your business. And feel free to connect with me on any social platform that you're on. If you haven't got our 9-point referral game plan yet, pop over to www.michaelgriffith.com.au/plan and grab the 9-point referral game plan. Otherwise, look forward to talking to you again next time. See you next week. Take care, all.